is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you have had yourself a wonderful Tuesday. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day we've had. What an evening we've had. Jimmy Butler returns to Miami and stinks things up in the first half. Only 2 points. Okay. All right. We've had Russell Wilson signing with the New York Giants on a one-year deal. Stephon Diggs, wide receiver. He's the newest wide receiver for the New England Patriots. He comes to an agreement with the Patriots on a three-year, $69 million contract. We just heard about 15 minutes ago, Damian Lillard out indefinitely. He has a blood clot in his leg. We got Victor Wembanyama. He had one in his shoulder. He's out for the year. What a day, what a day, what a day. Thank you to Michigan basketball legend, NCAA champion 1989. And Terry Mills joined us. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Man, the injuries in basketball have just stunk over the past 24 hours. Juju Watkins goes down, torn ACL, and Jason Tatum goes down, sprained ankle. Thank you, Sabonis. And then we got, like I said, Lillard clotting in his leg. Oof. Waiting on more basketball. We talked about the transfer portal. There's just so much going on. If you've missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. We got a new phone number. You ready? You ready for the new number? Punch it in your phone. Go ahead. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, it's at JR Sport Brief all over the place. On social media. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. A lot of news coming down the pipe this entire afternoon and evening. I would say one of the biggest stories that we shared with you while we have been live here on the air is the fact that Russell Wilson is the newest quarterback of the New York Giants. Just last week on Friday, the New York Giants bring in Jameis Winston on a one-year, $8 million deal. They already brought back Tommy DeVito. I guess mom cleaned his laundry and folded it. And now we got Russell Wilson. A 1 year contract, $10 million that could go up to $21 million. Russell Wilson's going to get a crack. Damn it, he's going to get the first crack at throwing the football to Malik Nabers. So, what does this mean for the New York Giants, who have the third selection overall in the NFL draft? Are they really going to go into a season with Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and maybe a quarterback? Maybe a Shedeur Sanders? Adam Schefter, he was on his own podcast earlier today, and he said, you know what? If Russell Wilson joins the fold, which he did, don't be surprised if the New York Giants still select a quarterback, and if his name is Shedeur Sanders. Listen to this.
I would say that their quarterback room is and continues to be a work in progress. Yes, the Giants have signed Tommy DeVito. They've signed Jameis Winston. They are still very much in the market for Russell Wilson. And ultimately, it wouldn't surprise me if Russell Wilson chose the Giants over the Browns and the Steelers, two other teams that he continues to talk to. But let's live in a universe here where Russell Wilson picks the Giants. I still think with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Tommy, I still think the Giants may go ahead and take Shedeur Sanders at number three.
Man, let's think about this. Russell Wilson and his wife chose the New York Giants. why the hell you would choose the Cleveland Browns, who are going to be selecting number two overall. Why you'd select them over the New York Giants, I have no idea. I mean, they're basically, they're celebrities outside of football. I mean, Russell Wilson's wife, Sierra, she's a singer and dancer and entertainer in her own right. Where's she getting more money? In New Jersey, New York, or in Cleveland, Ohio? No disrespect to Cleveland, but come on now. You think about football, you think about their celebrity lifestyle? Come on, New York it is. Hickey, how long before Russell Wilson is, oh, this is terrible now that I think about it. It's really setting in on me now. Russell Wilson, front row at a Knicks game. Oh, my God.
I'm shocked he's not there tonight.
Oh, my God. Unbearable. Is he going to do the Aaron Rodgers tour? He's going to go to a Broadway show and sit at a Rangers game, sit front row at a Knicks game.
He's also, don't forget.
Yeah, what?
Former, technically, Yankees affiliate or former minor leaguer.
He's going to be at opening day? Oh, my God.
Well, think about it, too. If they draft a quarterback, right, then Russ becomes on the back burner. So if you're him, you got to get to baseball stadiums in April. First few weeks, throw out that first pitch. Because if it's three and it's Shador Sanders, woo, Russell no. who?
Yeah. Russell Wilson has to do all of the things ASAP. All of them. He has to go to a Broadway show, go see the Knicks, go see the Rangers. He has to let TMZ catch him walking down Bleecker Street in Soho.
Pizza in hand.
Yeah, pizza in hand. He has to go to a restaurant and have them snapping photos out. He has to do all of that in the next month, okay?
It's a busy month for him.
It is. Him and his wife. He'll be the only guy. Him and his, well, I can't say that. Look at me talking about this guy's personal life. He'll be the only New York Giant who lives in Manhattan and not New Jersey. Watch.
100%.
He's going to commute through the Lincoln Tunnel every day. Oh, excuse me, not the Lincoln, the Holland Tunnel. Yeah.
Which I think is closed overnight. So if he wants to get to the facility early, I'm not even sure if he's going to be able
to. The Holland Tunnel is closed now?
That's overnight? Right. Oh, yeah.
They're doing the tiling, right?
Oh, still. 10 years later from the hurricane.
What time is it closed?
I think like midnight to 6? Midnight to
6 a.m.? Oh, my God.
I don't go over there, so I don't know. But
6 a.m., the tunnel is closed? Both ways?
At least one way, so you get the traffic jam coming in.
Oh, my God. Inward. Oh, my God.
He's going to be in traffic for a while.
Even hearing that, or unless maybe they just want to get a big mansion in New Jersey. I don't know. And an apartment in New York.
Is the Sopranos house still for sale? I could see him kind of leaning into that.
Tony Soprano's house?
Yeah, like in the movie.
Yeah, place is old. It needs an update. I don't know.
Well, he's got some money.
Oh, he got a lot of money. He does. Congratulations, Russell Wilson, a New York resident. He's going to lean into that as much as he can. Good for him. 1 year contract. And if I'm the New York Giants, I would have done the deal too. I'd love to see them get Shador. I'd love to see it. Just to entertain. We need a new story in the NFL. Yeah, we had Deion in Dallas. We had Deion and here in Atlanta. We had prime time. His son is not prime time. His son is a quarterback. His son ain't high stepping anywhere, but damn it. Putting him in New York would be great. And if you're Joe Shane, you have a better chance of success and longevity with the more options. You have a bigger case to state to the public and to your owner by saying, hey, we got Russell Wilson and we got Shador. And yeah, we got Tommy DeVito. We like him. His mom sends over lunch and she gives us some too. And then we got Jameis Winston. I like this move for the New York Giants. Well, bringing in Russell Wilson. Let's think about this. What the hell else were they going to do? Bringing in Aaron Rodgers? Why would Aaron Rodgers want to go there? Aaron Rodgers is like, man, I got more left in my tank. Why am I playing for these bum-ass New York Giants? Leave that to Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson is doing it. Good luck to him. Hopefully he doesn't end the season 0-5 like he did for the Steelers. And for the Pittsburgh Steelers, one less option to bring back. Both of the Steelers quarterbacks from last year, they now play for the New York teams, okay? The New Jersey teams. New York Jets have their hands on Justin Fields. Russell Wilson is now a member of the New York Giants. And it was only at the end of the season that the Pittsburgh Steelers sat in front of everybody when the season concluded. And they pretty much said, we would like to bring back either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. Both of them, gone. New York, New Jersey. The Steelers better hope, they better hope that Aaron Rodgers wakes up from whatever bender that he's on, allegedly, and that he chooses them. By the way, I don't know. When is Minnesota, when are they going to tell J.J. McCarthy that the job is his? When his knee passes a stress test? I have no idea. And J.J. McCarthy, he was on Up in Adams earlier today, and he said that the Minnesota Vikings, they haven't even told him the job is his. Listen.
When did they tell you, or when was that message to you?
They haven't told me, and I'm happy they didn't, because I try to earn it every single day, and I never want that to be given to me, and it's such a privilege and opportunity to give me that chance, and I'm just going to make the most of it every single day.
All right. Torn meniscus. Good for him. Joe Flacco will come in and be the backup, and everybody in Minnesota will just have to hope and pray for the best. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is going to end up with the Steelers. Anyway, speaking of knee injuries, somebody else who signed a big deal today, he didn't just tear a meniscus. No, no, no. This guy tore his ACL. He was hoping for a bounce-back season this past year out in Houston, Texas. It did not work out. I don't know. Somebody must have had a voodoo doll for every single Houston, Texas wide receiver. Mangled knees all over the place. Get well soon, Tank Dell. That guy's knee was blown to smithereens. But Stephon Diggs is the newest member of the New England Patriots. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of the NFL Network, on Diggs and his new contract to be the Patriots numero uno.
We got to update that notable free agents board, because we got more breaking news within the past few minutes. Stephon Diggs now also has a new home. He is headed to the Patriots on a 3-year, $69 million deal, according to our guy Ian Rappaport. For Diggs, he's about 4 months removed from an ACL reconstruction surgery. Certainly one of the most productive wide receivers of his era. Judy, he took a visit to the Patriots last week. He underwent a physical. Obviously, everybody was comfortable with where he is at physically, and now finally, for a Patriots team that spent 2 years trying to add a wide receiver, they land, even at this stage of his career, a premier weapon for Drake May.
Drake May, they could have found, let me try to think of this. They could have, saying high school is insulting, I'm not going to go that far. Here's enough, here's a big enough cliche. They could have found a guy on the street to play wide receiver. No disrespect to Kendrick Bourne and some of them other guys, but no disrespect. They had the worst offense in the league last year, one of them. Like, they were 30th in scoring. That's sad to watch. There's a reason that the New England Patriots are selecting fourth overall. But to bring in Stephon Diggs, this is the best situation. He goes to a team. He's not going to be rushed through his rehab. They're just going to be happy to have him. And you know, all things considered, he may not end up being the number one wide receiver, but he has the biggest resume. He's going to be a big and reliable target for Drake May when he's fully recovered from his ACL injury. And so, yeah, maybe he'll miss the whole month of October. I mean, he was injured on October 27th. But whenever he comes back, man, this dude, he's going to bring something to the wide receiver room. And for a Patriots team that had no name X, Y, and Z at the receiver position, this is a good move. We have two major moves that went down today. Russell Wilson to the New York Giants. Stephon Diggs to the New England Patriots, with new head coach Mike Vrabel, is going to bounce back. Hickey, if you're the Pats, do you take... You take Travis Hunter, you go offensive line.
I would take, assuming two quarterbacks go at some point in the top three, I would take either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Wow, you want to go defense, huh?
I would just take at this point the best player available. And I would just take a stud versus, there seems to be some decent offensive line depth, especially a tackle. I'd rather get a stud either in Carter on the D end or Hunter at DB that I think are still two positions that are premium, that are still hard to find consistently, than reach for a tackle at four and hope he works out when maybe he was overdrafted.
Yeah, I mean, we got great teams. I mean, not everybody can just slap everything together and make it work like the Philadelphia Eagles. I would go Travis Hunter. Like, I feel like you can plug together, and it may take time, and sure as hell it's not fun, but I don't think the Patriots in a place, and everybody wants to build from the trenches, but when you are so just lacking of talent, I think their strong suit was their defense. And I know Gerard Mayo took some crap last year, but some of the talent that they've been able to sign, some of the talent that they had, and I just think Travis Hunter can bring an element to an offense and a defense that's young and evolving. And so why not add somebody who can play offense? Why not add somebody who can help you out on defense immediately and also add some juice and energy to the team? And I think all things considered, he has a good energy about him. He would help. I think more than a tackle, I think Travis Hunter would help. And even more than Carter. It's like, yeah, we love sacks. But when people look at Hunter, they go, yo, that's a future Hall of Famer. And I think that adds something to a Patriots team that needs it. For so many years, Bill Belichick cycled through special teams dudes, and it's just like, well, yeah, okay, get it. We get it. You're giving us the basics of the meal, but can I have some damn dessert? Like, entertain me. He didn't do that.
And this team, like, even though defense is more talented, they still need talent everywhere. So yeah. They're not in a position where they could say, "Ah, oh, we're good on Travis Hunter." Yeah. At four, you take the best player available, assuming that's not a quarterback. I think it's you can't miss, but especially like you said with Hunter, he can bring you some extra juice that maybe even inspires this young, you know, evolving roster even more.
Two for the price of one. That's what I like.
Not bad. You love a good BOGO.
Yeah, I love that, man. Walking. Hickey, a couple weeks ago, I bought two loaves of bread, two for the price of one. I loved it.
Oh, you feel good about that?
Yeah, I do. I didn't get hustled either. You know, it's not like Christmas where they say, hey, the prices are so low, but they raised them a week ago and they just lowered them back to the normal price. You know, I didn't feel hustled in such a way. Yeah, Patriots won't get hustled if they select a Travis Hunter. It's just that's the most ideal spot. I can't even imagine how Mike Vrabel will go out there and utilize him. The Patriots need juice. They need excitement. They need entertainment. They need something post Tom Brady. They have a quarterback. You know, just bring in Travis Hunter. Bring some juice back to the Patriots. We've had enough hate directed towards the Chiefs. It's time for the Patriots to get their daily dose. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The new number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's the new number if you want to give me a holler. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. We come back on the other side of the break. I want to give you an update on what the hell is going on with Jimmy Butler down in Miami. It doesn't look like he's having the best game in his return. And speaking of returns and these injuries, Puka Nacua, he's telling everybody that he doesn't want to play football past 30 years old. And we got more to get into. Basketball, pro basketball, college basketball, NFL. I'm not signing anywhere in the middle of the break. I'll be right here. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We gave you some of the big news that has come down the pipe this afternoon, this evening in the NFL. Russell Wilson going to the New York Giants. 1 year deal, $10 million. Could go up to $21 million. Stephon Diggs, the newest member of the New England Patriots, a 3-year contract, $69 million to be the Patriots' number one receiver whenever he returns from his torn ACL. He tore it on October 27th of 2024. You could imagine, man, I'd be surprised if he's back before November 1, but Whenever he comes back, he will be wide receiver number one. Now, he at least have the biggest resume of any pass catcher on the New England Patriots. That's on the NFL side. Meanwhile, on the NBA side, at the conclusion of the third quarter, just seconds ago, Jimmy Butler has returned to Miami. After six seasons, two NBA Finals appearances, at this second, the Miami Heat lead the Golden State Warriors 83-70. There is no Steph Curry. Around a week ago, we saw Steph Curry hit the ground and he said he has a bruised pelvis. To me, whatever. That guy fell on the, Mickey, what do they call that? The small of your back? What do they call it? The tailbone. Oh, my God.
Oof.
Even thinking about that. Oh.
Yeah, I got chills up my spine.
There's no padding back there, man. Oh, my God. Oh. I mean, for some people, there's padding back there, Hickey, but for me, there's nothing.
And you know what? When you land on it, you wish you were one of those people with padding back there.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. When Atlanta gets the snow and the ice, and I got to walk a couple of blocks, let me tell you, the one thing I never want to do in any circumstance in life, at this point in my life, Hickey, I do not want to fall. I don't. It's a fear. I cannot collect Social Security, all right? I don't get messages from AARP yet, but I don't want to fall, man. I do not. I have a strategy when I fall. I go, how can I brace myself with my hands? Not my hips, not my ass, not my back, not my knees, not my side. My hands. I don't want to fall, man.
What's your strategy, though, if you fall backwards?
My hands. My hands. What do you mean? My hands. Brace myself.
But, it, I mean, not physically impossible, but I mean...
So you people do it all the time. Like you get ready
to fall. You people.
You see it all the time. People fall down, and they brace their they put their hands out when they fall on their ass. It happens all the time.
I haven't seen if you like slip backwards. I don't think there's enough time for you to do that.
To fall, somebody who falls on their ass.
Yeah.
You put your hands out to brace. Naturally, if you're falling, I don't care what direction, you're going to brace yourself with your hands and your arms.
Right, but if you fall forward, it's natural because your arms and your hands, you know, are in front of your body. So it's just natural. You put them out, boom, right there, you brace the fall. If you're falling backwards, like, unless you have the most flexible rotator cuffs, if you're falling backwards, I don't know how you...
You put your hands out to brace your fall.
Let me see here. I'm going to try to pretend like I'm falling. I don't know if that
works. If you fall backwards, you put your hands towards on the sides where your ass is to brace your fall. You got me on YouTube searching fall backwards. Come on, man.
I think that's one of those ideas that in theory it sounds a lot better than reality.
You've never seen somebody slip on, like going ice skating? And they fall on their ass, what is the first thing that they do? They put their hands out to brace their fall. But no, they fall straight down on their ass. And what is right there with them? Their hands to try to brace the fall. You try to put your hands out before your ass goes.
I guess maybe what I'm arguing more is the actual legitimacy of that happening. Like, I guess trying is one thing, but how much you're actually saving it, I think that's a whole different discussion.
All right. Well, let me tell you something, Hickey. You can be rest assured. Not that I'm gonna trip and fall on an 80-degree day outside. I am not falling backwards, okay?
I respect that you are a man with a plan.
I am not.
Every second of the day, you are ready. Okay, the worst fear is not gonna happen because I'm always thinking how I'm gonna brace it.
Well, I'm thinking about ice and snow. I'm not falling backwards. It's not happening.
Well, no. You know, slippery. So, no. You know. You're at a pool.
I'm leaning. I will lean forward. No, bro.
Walk with a lean. Walk like a caveman, kind of with your back arched.
Do you?
That way you only fall forward.
Let's put it this way. I can't remember the last time I almost fell was in my own shower. Okay, that's the last time. Like being outside, I can't remember the last time I fell. Like really fell. Like of course you might walk down a block and you trip on a curb or what have you. I can't remember the last time I fell. I can't because I don't let it happen, and I will not let it happen, especially as I get older. I don't have no time for this, okay? Do you remember the last time you fell? Like, when's the last time you fell?
I actually tripped on a curb last week. Thankfully, I caught myself, so I did not actually fall. The last time I truly tripped, and I can't remember.
Did your hand hit the curb?
No. I was balanced enough to where I kind of kicked at my front toe and like caught myself at the next step.
Oh, good.
So that was saved a moment of embarrassment there. But like the last time I fell on the ground, I can't recall.
Good.
Which is,
good.
I will say good.
Try to keep it that way as well, man.
But now you have me thinking, okay, maybe I'll just always be prepared as well, just like JR.
Please. Please. Well, falling is not fun. Just please. Anyway, speaking of things that are not fun, we learned earlier in the day, not even earlier, about an hour ago, Damian Lillard is now out with blood clots. Hickey, I did some research to the shock of nobody. Human beings are not supposed to be 7 feet tall. They're not supposed to be crammed up in airplanes and not supposed to be, running and jumping. And so I think that might be one of the cases for blood clots when it comes down to somebody like Victor Wembanyama. And it also said repetitive motion of Damian Lillard, a little bit more normal of size at 6'2". Apparently, it's just any repetitive motion that can do you in. And so a blood clot in your leg as you run up and down the court and you jump and you get on and off of planes. I guess his is more of an outlier than Victor Wembanyama's issue.
Interesting. That now triggered a thought. Didn't someone else get a blood clot with the same diagnosis of repetitive motion? I got to look this up.
Well, pitchers get blood clots, right? I mean, think about that. When you look at the slow motion of some of these, well, any of the pitchers throwing the baseball, you look at their arms and you just go, what is that? It's so unnatural. It's no wonder everybody's having surgery every couple of years. But just talking specifically about a basketball player?
That's what I feel like, yeah. Because I feel like we've heard like repetitive, maybe it's just Wemby, but I feel like repetitive motion really was something we talked about somewhat recently with another player getting blood clots.
Man, you do the same thing over and over again. You bound to hurt yourself. That's just the facts. So, all the best to Wembanyama. All the best to Damian Lillard. It's just to have two of these cases in the NBA in what feels like the span of, 2 months it's concerning. I hope both of these cases are outliers and that we don't have any larger issues. But I don't even think about this fact. Victor Wembanyama is 7'4". A lot of these guys are giants. When they're getting on these planes, the planes are not big. I need to ask a friend of mine. So a friend of mine, she actually works for the airlines, and she's worked chartered services for the teams. And I got to ask her, when these 7 foot dudes get on the airplane, like, are they just ducking the whole damn time? Like, think about that. I know the planes are fitted for them. They have more space, but to be 7'4", if I'm Victor Wembanyama, the only place I must feel comfortable is in my house or the arena. Because where else are you built? Like, I don't know. Hickey, what does his bed look like? He has a custom bed. Has to, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, 7'4"? Yeah, that's like basically a double king. Extra long.
Imagine Victor Wembanyama laying in your bed and stretching his arms and legs out. He can close the window while laying down on the bed. Reach way across the room and close the window. I tell you,
breakfast in my apartment while sitting in bed.
He's sitting in bed,
just long ass arms out.
Put his arms out and flip an omelet or something like that. Man, I never forget him signing autographs from like sitting in the front row and reaching over an aisle, like just into the next row. It's just like what? How do you make no damn sense? Yeah, injuries are tough for professional athletes. I don't care who you are or what you're doing. But blood clots, that's a recent one. Hopefully it's not some new issue here in the NBA. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about an athlete. He doesn't want injuries. He's had enough. His name is Puka Nacua. And no, he's not ready to retire from the NFL and walk away from the Los Angeles Rams. But he does have a set expiration date for when he wants to walk away. Maybe he doesn't want issues with the blood clots. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. And then, of course, we'll go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you about all these injuries we got going on. Damian Lillard got a blood clot in his leg, now out indefinitely. We got the big news, Russell Wilson signing with the Giants, Stephon Diggs going to the New England Patriots. And in a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But I did mention Puka Nacua, who basically said he does not want to play football past the age of 30. Well, according to my numbers, he has 7 more years. Puka Nacua is 23 years old. He's already dealt with concussion issues and leg issues. Hickey, what show was Puka on? It's just two guys sitting around doing a podcast. Who are these guys?
I don't know who the guys are, but I know the podcast is called the Join the Lobby podcast.
Whatever the hell that means. Listen to Puka. What a name. Listen to Puka Nacua tell everybody, I ain't going to be playing forever. I'll be done by Stephon Diggs' age.
I want to retire at the age of 30. I'm 23 right now. I'm going into year 3. So, like,
10 years?
It wouldn't even be 10 years. It would be, like, maybe 7 or 8. But, I'm like, AD, I think of Aaron Donald. Like, man, like, to go out at the top, I think it would be super cool. But then also be like, yo, like, I want to have a big family. Just like I want to have at least a starting 5. I'm like, I came from a big family.
Oh, so
I'm
he
like,
said
I need 5. I need five boys for sure.
That's cool.
But also be like, man, I want to be able to like be a part of their lives and like be as active as I can with them. So I'm like, I don't want to be. The injuries are something that you can't control part of the game. So like, oh man, like you never know. Hopefully, like the rest of your career go healthy. But like, man, you have shoulder surgery, you have knee surgery, you have ankle, and be like, yo, like by the time my kids could be 18, I'm like, I could be barely walking if I like if you play the game and like you sustain all the injuries.
Man, why doesn't he call up Tua Tagovailoa and tell him that? I don't know. We'll see how he feels when he actually is 30 years old. Time flies, man. You better not push it. Time flies. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Rob is here from Connecticut. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Smooth Criminal? How you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I was actually listening to you and Hickey talking about, there's two things I'm going to touch on. First, the falling down thing. So I was going to say, maybe Hickey should call Tua to find out how to fall down. But
oh my God.
I understood what you meant by if you're falling backwards. So what I explained to Ryan was, if you sit on the floor and if you put both hands on the side of you and push up, all right, that'll give you some space in between your butt and the floor, right? So yeah, when you're falling back, think of if you're falling back, all you got to do is do the same thing reverse. You put your hands back and you catch your fall. So I knew exactly what you were talking about, JR.
Wow.
Second,
what a science.
What man. I wanted to bring up was the New England Patriots. They are making things very interesting in the AFC East now. If they get Travis Hunter, that's going to make things really, really interesting for us. And it's going to be nice to see a little competitiveness for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Not for Buffalo Bills fans, but it'll be nice for everybody.
That's okay. That's okay. We're still going to be on top, though.
Yeah, nah, I hear that, Rob. Well, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for calling from Connecticut. Always is a pleasure.
Hey, you know, always a pleasure to talk to you, but I understand where you're coming from with falling down backwards.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Hey, what a science that is, huh? I didn't know it was so scientific. Patrick is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, how's it going there, JR?
It's going great, man. What's up?
Damn, I wish I was down there in Atlanta right now for that regional you got going on. Holy smokes.
Well, man, it's only a couple blocks from me. I'm not going to be there. I'll be here talking to you.
Yeah, oh, man. Well, that's good. I'll be listening. You know that. Great show as always, and nice interview with Terry Mills. I love that. That guy's a Michigan legend and a champion, and he's unbelievable as a color guy on the broadcast. I mean, I mute the TV when that guy's on. You know, I listen to the radio broadcast.
Well, listen, you have a chat with him, you can certainly understand why. He's amazing.
He loves them kids, you know. You can just feel it, you know. He goes to the practices and, you know, he talks about it, you know. He talked to this guy, you know, and trying to help him with his confidence. He's been rooting for that Roddy Gale all season, you know, and finally Roddy broke out.
He had a big game. I think it was 23 points against A&M to help him get to this point.
26. Well,
let's get to, I shorted him by three. Well, give me some. Let's get to brass tacks. What do you think is going to happen on Friday? Go ahead, quick.
I got Auburn beating Michigan, but I'll burn my brackets. Hey, if Michigan wins, I'll burn my bracket, and I don't care because, you know what I mean? And Michigan State, I got them winning. I want them two playing again because I want Michigan to get revenge on them guys. And all I got to say is, man, go blue, and thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Patrick. Thank you for calling from Michigan. Great call. Next Friday, that's the future. It's time to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
On March 24th, 1934, Horton Smith wins the first ever Masters tournament, edging out Craig Wood by one stroke. Hey, the Masters this year, it starts April 10th in Augusta. That was back in 1934, the first ever Masters. 1967, UCLA, some guy named Lou Alcindor ultimately became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He helped UCLA beat Dayton 79-64 to win the NCAA title. Lou Alcindor, future Kareem, had 20 points and 18 rebounds. I want you to listen to this. This is highlights of the national title win. This is public domain. Everybody owns it.
The National Collegiate Basketball Championship is on the line in this final game of the NCAA tournament. The Bruins superstar, towering Lou Alcindor, caps a brilliant season with another dazzling scoring exhibition. When he's covered closely, he passes off to teammates. And if their efforts are unsuccessful, he provides the insurance, which puts UCLA ahead by a wide margin even early in the game. 7'1" Alcindor is the key reason they enter the tournament undefeated. Alcindor again. Good for 2 points. Alcindor dominates the backboards, totaling 20 points. He's voted the tourney's outstanding player, while the Bruins clobber Dayton 79-64.
Oh, I love old basketball footage. It sounds great. Anyway, March 25th, 1972. What else is new? UCLA wins again. This time, Bill Walton scores 24 as UCLA beats Florida State 81-76. This was their sixth straight title. Listen to John Wooden talk about winning again.
Oh, they're fine ball club. I had no question about that at all times and at any time. And I'm just extremely happy and pleased with them. But they did a tremendous job all year long. Don't think this was one of our better ball games, but maybe Florida State didn't permit it to be one of our better ball games.
Let's go to another sport. March 25th, the year is 1982. And Wayne Gretzky, in only his third season in the NHL, he becomes the first player to ever score 200 points. Edmonton, they went over Calgary 7-2. Wayne Gretzky he's just the greatest. He is. He's amazing. Matt Ovechkin's going to take his record, but whatever. Hey, listen, this is courtesy of the NHL.
Midway through the first period, the Oilers opened the scoring as Gretzky gained control of the puck in the corner and set up forward Pat Hughes for a goal.
Pat Hughes score!
With the assist, Gretzky became the sole player to score 200 points in a season.
Fans are giving him a standing ovation.
I don't think that anybody thought that 200 points was attainable in the National Hockey League. And so when I got to the 200 the first time, even I was pretty excited about it.
I mean, damn it, the guy finished the season with 212. The great one. He'll always be the great one. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been March 25th all day today. The year is 2025. If you just woke up from Cairo sleep, I don't know, maybe you've been sleeping forever, preparing to go to Mars. By the way, of course, nobody has a perfect bracket, so you don't have to worry about any of that. Someone who is far from perfect tonight, Jimmy Butler. Well, Miami, in his return to Miami, the Miami Heat, they lead Golden State 109-81. There's about a minute 30 left in the game, and Jimmy Butler's done for the night, okay? In 30 minutes, Jimmy Butler only had 11 points on 5 of 12 shooting, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. So, yeah, no big comeback for Jimmy Butler. Draymond Green, 2 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Steph Curry on the bench. So, of course, Draymond was going to have a terrible game. What a life. Man. Hickey, where would Draymond be without Steph Curry?
Nowhere. I was going to say the G League. That's probably too harsh.
All right,
he would just be another guy on a team. That would just be annoying, but with no accolades.
He'd be Isaiah Stewart from the Pistons.
Or Brooks, Dylan Brooks.
Oh, my God.
A little better defender than Dylan Brooks, but
yeah.
Same agitator.
Yeah, all of that. And he's going into the Hall of Fame. He needs to give Steph Curry commission. Man, that's what he needs to do. Anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Thank you so much to Terry Mills for joining us earlier in the show. Michigan legend. Tomorrow, we're supposed to have a chat with Lisa Leslie. That'll be fun. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. It's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We'll bring you a top six. We'll talk to Lisa Leslie. We'll get into some college basketball, men and women's side. So much to do. The JR Sport Brief Show is done on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Hickey, and thank you for listening.